Sound check, sound check.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Talking Comic. Episode 47. That's a big jump from episode 1.
Yes, it is.
Really, really big, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Welcome to Talking Comics.
Dun, dun, dun.
Episode 47.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onagon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 47. It's a lot. What are you going to do when it hits 100?
Get a cake.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We should have like a...
And get like candles, 100, and blow them out.
I like that.
And they eat cake. Actually, I don't like cake. Let's do cupcakes.
Cookie.
I hate cookie.
What kid hates cookie? Cupcake is a cake.
No, it isn't.
Brownies.
Yes.
Done.
Done.
All right, we finally agreed.
With extra fudge on top.
Sure. We'll see.
And whipped cream and ice cream.
No whipped cream.
Ice cream.
Don't forget Amp Comics, 10% off.
10% off, that's a lot.
Use code TCP10
for 10% off Talking Comics. No,
it's Amped Comics.
Amped Comics. UTC code.
Links in the show notes.
Code TCP10 to get 10% off.
That's right. All of your holiday needs.
Best Christmas gifts.
You could get 10% off Harley Comics to mail to us.
Yeah, you could.
Or Thor Comics.
And then we'll have like a video of fan mail.
We'll have fan mail. We might have a new segment. What's our new segment going to be called?
I don't know yet.
Mail time or mail something. What is it?
You didn't put it on my... you did mail time. Open it.
Oh, somebody should read their script.
Shh, be quiet.
Somebody should read their script.
Somebody should read their script. What does that mean? No, I don't like that. Okay. I made a theme song for mail time because he said I had to. Do I have to sing it now?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Not now?
I'll wait.
Okay. All right. So weekly polls this week. Do you want to go over what you got?
Let's go over what you got.
What I got. Yeah. This might be the first week you got more than I got.
No way. No way.
How many did you get? I only got 6.
Except for when we go to cons.
I only got 6.
That doesn't count. Okay. When we go to cons, that don't count.
All right, well, I'll go first.
Hence, go back to that one episode. I forgot which number it was. Edit it in. When I got like a stack of comics. Go back to that episode. Or go back to the other episode where you got a bunch of comics. Go watch both.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so this week I got, starting with Cul-de-sac, number 3. I got The Power Fantasy number 12.
Power Fantasy.
It's a great series. Really good. I got The Absolute, or I'm sorry, I did get an Absolute, but The Amazing Spider-Man number 1. This is, a one-shot, Torn one-shot. And then we got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Journals number 2.
We're going to get...
First one was pretty good.
We're going to get canceled. If we keep doing
that. Then there was Absolute Batman number 13 with Catwoman on the cover. This, I haven't read The Absolute Evil. I'm going to read it tonight. Got to read that one.
I like Catwoman.
And then we got, I picked up Binary. So a Stephanie Phillips cover, or not cover, but written.
Yeah.
This is a David Nakayama cover. See the DNA?
Yeah.
So she might steal it from me.
I probably
But you can
will.
Read it too.
I will.
And that's what I got. So, Annika, what did you get?
Okay.
Read your script. Yeah, that's how many she's getting. She's got piles here.
You are not supposed to be in here. He escaped illegally. Okay. Oh my god, I hate all of these cords. Okay. First I got... Okay. So, I got Spider-Man and Wolverine number 6.
Okay.
I got Netflix Stranger Things. 4 of 4, Tales from Hawkins.
Very cool.
I got Supergirl number
6. You gotta speak up. I don't know if they can hear
this. Then I got Supergirl number 6.
There you go. Fido. I mean Crypto.
What? Who is Fido?
It was a joke.
Okay. Then for the special comic.
Yeah, she's spoiled.
I got like 4 of the same comic.
She did. She got 4 variant covers.
Okay. I already read it too. Okay. Harley Quinn and
Elvira.
Elvira. Okay. I got Harley Quinn and Elvira.
She number got 1. That cover.
Got this cover. I got this cover.
Mark Spears cover.
I got this cover.
I like that one.
And I got, instead of the regular cover, I got the 1 in 15. The Virgin Foil Variant cover.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
I might have to switch that comic out.
Yeah, you can switch them.
Maybe.
That'd be your Halloween display. There you go.
It's amazing. I've been waiting for this comic.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I've been waiting so long.
Well, you read it, so what'd you think of it?
It was amazing.
Was it good? I was going
to
read it,
I want number 2 to come out.
I don't know if there's going to be a number 2.
It says it. Read it.
Well, I didn't read it. I was just saying I didn't have time to read it.
Here, let me show you guys.
No, well, sure. Go ahead.
So if I take this out of the package, it says, next issue, anything but fun.
All right.
Here, I'll show you the last page because I'm nice.
Very
cool. Anything but fun, next it. So that means there's going to be another issue, which means we have to get every single cover of the next issue.
Well, we didn't get every single cover of this issue, but we'll get you a couple covers at least.
Yeah, because this like.
So one rate 1 to 5 stars, what would you give it?
8. Out of 10.
So 4 out of 5?
No.
If we reduce that, we did math this week.
No.
If we reduce
that. Oh, God. Nope. I'm done. No.
If we reduce it, that would be 4 out of 5.
I guess 4 out of 5.
There you go. So what else did you read this week?
Hot in the City.
Okay.
It's really good so far. I read some of that. I read this.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
You're forgetting the little ones beside you.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, kind of red.
Can't find them now?
I did. I can. Okay. I got bazooka gum.
She got some more bazooka gum comics.
Okay, so I'm going to read them. CJ, what's the secret to being a great 3-point shooter? It's all around following through. Follow through? Okay, if you say so. Then he goes into the net.
Drains the basket.
What?
She don't know much about basketball.
No. No, like
he makes a shot.
No, he puts his entire body in through the net.
Oh, there you go.
Next. Okay. Oh, there's another one. Okay. Hey, Joe. Why did you bring a mop to the game? I heard you were dribbling all over the floor.
That's funny.
I thought Joe was going to play hockey with us today. What happened? Sorry, Adam. His feet got cold. No, he got cold feet.
Or he got cold feet. Which is still funny.
Funny.
How many of these are there?
Three.
Okay.
I didn't eat that much gum this week. Okay. Anders, it is true that you played hockey, basketball, and football? Yep. So why did you decide to play to go pro in ice hockey? Because it's the coolest sport.
That's pretty good.
As a musical, as a musician and an athlete, what's the biggest difference between music and sports? In music, you make records. In sports, you break them.
A little motivational speech there.
And that's it.
Very cool.
No, that is it.
That's it. There you go. She chewed some bubble gum this week. So for my, what I read this week, I read Pinapocalypse number 6, wrapped up that series. That was, had a good ending. I liked it. One World Under Doom number 6 and 7. That's getting crazy. Doom's getting exposed. The Last Day of H.P. Lovecraft. Very interesting. The Twilight Zone number 1, I was a huge fan of. That one was pretty funny. The Star Wars Boba Fett, Black, White, and Red number 1. I enjoyed that. It was interesting. Cool artwork. They only used black, white, and red. Wasn't sure what the meaning of that was until I read it. And then I read Absolute Wonder Woman number 10 and 11. That's still a good series, too. My current count for the year is 303. No, and it's day 282. But funny enough, you know, I've actually read more than that because I read for all the creator interviews that I do. I read some of their stuff.
You do.
And I don't really put it, I don't count that because maybe they're not in league or something.
Yeah, well, you can put comics in league.
I know. That's why we got to figure that out today. So I might have to update that. So it's actually more than 303, but it's 303 officially in my hand kind of comic books. So. There you go. What are you looking forward to reading this week? Since you already read your
what?
Harley and Elvira one.
Harley Quinn number 20.
Number 20?
Mm-hmm. I'm on number 20.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't had time to really read, like sit down and read comics.
All right. I like that.
So at school, I've already said that. A million times.
I say stuff all the time that I've said a bunch before. It's fine.
School, I like put trays in my backpack because like comics get bent in your backpack. Because like binders aren't straight. Yeah, once I put a comic in my backpack, it.
Not good.
It went from this to. It.
Learned your lesson. That's good. I'm looking most forward to probably reading The Absolute Batman and Given Binary a shot.
I'm not done.
Okay.
I forgot. Okay, I'm excited to read more Hot in the City. I've been really excited to read that. I just haven't started it because a thing about me, I'm unorganized. And I read like one page of like every single trade paperback that I have are like different pages. And then like it gets unorganized. Have I read this? Have I read that? So I haven't read Haunt in the City yet. Like anything from Haunt in the City yet. So I was excited to start a new book and that. Okay. So then after I read Haunt in the City, I'm probably going to read my Untold Tales of I Hate Fairyland. That's okay. My next one.
The next one. All right. So what did you watch or play this week?
Fortnite.
Okay. Did you watch
Among
anything?
Us.
Okay.
I watched K-pop Demon Hunters again.
Did you?
Yeah.
I played a little Baldur's Gate 3, and then I watched the first two episodes of the Marvel Zombies on Disney Plus. They were all right. And I watched an old John Grisham movie too. But that was just, I needed a break.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah, that's all I watched. Did I do anything else? No, no, nothing. Just working on the podcast, working on the comic, Panel Pete, The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Book one.
I like saying that.
Been working on some ad stuff for that and some videos and working on an email list where you can sign up. We are going to give away a preview or an ash can of the comic of Panel Pete, where you get the first few pages.
That was mad.
If you see, I put it together and I let her read it. And she was like, she came running in the office. She's like, where's the rest of it? And I'm like, mad. Well, I guess this is perfect. So you'll get to, if you want to read the first few pages of the Chronicles.
So I had
of
to go punch a tree. Mad.
If you want to go read it, you can, there's a link in our link tree where you can sign up for our newsletter and get the free preview.
Yeah, the first four pages are, yep.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel Pete, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike Elger, Torque Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
All right, what's next on your list? After movies.
Meal time. Whoa! Okay, do I have to sing it now? I'm scared. Okay. Mail time. No. Mail time. It's mail time. It's time to open mail. See what we got. Who?
Mail time.
You just kicked it. What was all that right, about?
We got a
box. Can I keep the box? I like boxes.
Yes, you can keep the box. All right, I'm going to open said box.
Okay. Yeah, I like opening said box. I want to see it. Don't cut yourself. Stop. That'd be pretty bad. Oh my God. What did they do?
It's in a box.
Wait, box inside of a box?
Nope. Bunch of paper.
We ordered paper. Oh my God, this is the best day ever.
This is what I got. Paper.
Paper. Is there anything in the paper?
Huh?
Is there anything in the paper? That would be bad if you just threw it. Because you just threw it across the room. Or?
I'm not going to hit you, I promise. Are you going to catch it?
Yeah.
Or do I have to edit for you to catch it?
I'm going to catch it. I caught it!
And then another box inside of a box.
Can I open that box inside of a box?
No. Oh. I'll open the other box. Then you can open. You'll be up in a minute. Hold on. Let me open this box first.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What's it in the box?
V-Friends number 4.
Oh!
Yes. We got V-Friends number 4.
Yay.
Put that in front of the V-Friends number 3. All right, you gonna open yours first?
Yeah, this would be very, very bad if we got a double.
It's okay. Are you going first or am I going first?
Open them synchronized.
Well, I open mine.
Like, don't peek inside of it yet. That's what I meant.
Well, it's in a blind bag.
Oh, yeah. God. Feel it.
No, I'm not going to feel mine. I want to just rip it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh.
You got the giraffe?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the cow.
Oh, the two ugly ones. I'm sorry. They're not my favorite animals.
You stole. So can I have my giraffe back?
Yeah.
That you stole?
Yeah. I'll get it after. It's too high to reach.
There's the moo cow. What's it called? The cow is called.
The common sense cow.
The giraffe is called the genuine giraffe.
Genuine giraffe. I hope they got.
And then we have the heartthropper.
We need to get more.
We'll see.
You just threw it away. You
can't. No, I didn't throw it away. I threw it in the box that you want to keep.
Oh, okay. That's better.
All right. So that was our mail we got this week.
Okay. Are we going to open the tiny one?
Why don't you look at what's next on the list?
Blind bags.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Looked. So we got the DCKO.
Are we going to go back and forth? Or?
Yeah.
All right. You go first.
I'm going to open this one first. So there is a cover we
want. Well, hold on. Let me pull up.
Okay. He's pulling up the list.
All right. So it looks like there is. Let me pull this over here so I can actually see.
They all have foils.
All right. Get my mouse over here so I can actually use it.
Okay.
Looks like there are a bunch of 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 17 possibilities.
We only got
blind
two.
Bag outcomes.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm just going to read the.
Imagine if it's the one we want.
That'd be cool.
The first.
I just hope we don't get 6 copies of the one we want.
Oh, no.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Ooh, that is cool. That is. I don't see it on the.
Has an ad for Superman.
Oh, there it is. That is the cover N, Mike Del Mundo cover.
I like it.
Okay.
Are they all virgins?
I don't. Looks like they looks like they could be.
This is a virgin.
Okay.
I think.
Hold on. Are we going to go back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Go.
All right. Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. I like that.
That is really cool, actually.
I want the one with Harley on the cover.
This is the Daniel Warren Johnson variant. All right, your turn.
Is Harley Quinn in this book?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
I'm looking.
Oh, open your next blind.
Hold on. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Exactly.
It's going to be easier to open.
Yeah, they're a little tough to open.
Oh my God, we should have got scissors.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing to mine.
Bro.
I'm not going to open them. I'm just cutting the top.
While I struggle over here? Okay.
Yep. Mine will be real easy.
Okay.
I'm not throwing the scissors at her.
Please, please don't. Did we get the same one?
I don't know. We did. Yep. So we got 2 of those. All right. Work on opening your next one while I reveal this one. All right. So here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, come on. Really? Corner got caught. Oh, this is going to be perfect, too. Ah. Don't eat it.
I'm not. I'm trying to get it open.
Okay. God, what happened? I hit something. There we go. This is the Javier Fernandez cover.
Okay. Okay.
It's got a bunch of characters on it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is cool.
Ooh, that's one of the Chase ones, I think.
Huh?
That's the 1 in 500.
Huh?
Jim Lee, hold on.
Please get it. I would be happy if she got the one with Harley or another Chase.
Right. I'll take it. Look at that. Two.
How much is that worth? How much?
I have no idea. Well, look
it up. Look it up right now. Is
Well, yeah, I can use my phone to look it up. Let's see. Two of the 1 in 500s. That's crazy.
What? That is.
After looking at it, it may or it may not be. It's probably a gold. It should be a gold variant. So the picture on League is wrong, I think. So, because there's also one of these that's a 1 in 250, but it might be a different version. So I don't know. Maybe it actually says in the back of the book. Let's look. It doesn't really say. All the covers aren't listed in the book.
All the covers are listed in this book.
Oh, yeah.
I love when they do that.
So, anyway, we got really excited because League, the pitchers in League were wrong. But
fix it.
It's still cool. All right. Guess what time it is?
Q time. Question time.
It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. Woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Where's my pen?
No idea. Did you leave it over here? Your broken pen? It is.
It ain't broken.
All right. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
All right. We got some little DC hero versus villain showdown to go with the KO. All right. Who broke Batman's back?
Bane.
Good job. Which villain refers to himself as the Clown Prince of Crime?
Joker.
Speak up.
Joker.
Thank you. What is Wonder Woman's home island called?
I know it. I know it.
I'll mispronounce this, I'm sure. But it's Themyscira. Themyscira, I think. You could have said Amazon, too. Let's see. Who killed Superman in the death of Superman?
I don't know.
Doomsday. Which speedster first called himself the fastest man alive?
Flash.
Barry Allen or the Flash. All right. Next segment is Secret Identities. So who is Nightwing?
I don't know. The dude?
Like if Batman is Bruce Wayne. Nightwing is, what's his real name? No? Dick Grayson.
That's what I was going to say.
Who's the Green Arrow? Your sister would know.
Oh.
This is DC, first off, but your sister would know this one. She used to love the Green Arrow.
I don't know.
Oliver Queen. What is Cyborg's real name?
Who?
Wow. Victor Stone. What is the Flash's real name?
Bardem.
I just said
Bernard. No.
Barry Allen. How about the Black Canary? I wouldn't know this.
Black Canary.
No.
Oh.
Dinah Lant. All right. The third round is Kryptonite Crisis.
Oh.
So these are true or false. Superman once fought Muhammad Ali.
True.
It is true. Lex Luthor was president of the United States.
False.
It is true. The Joker's real name is officially confirmed as Jack Napper.
No.
It says false, but then says only in some storylines. So that's like he's Jack in the Batman the White Knight that I read. He's Jack Napper in that.
It doesn't ever officially say what his actual name is, though.
It does in that book. But some storylines, it does, I guess, and it doesn't.
I'm confused.
Alfred used to be a spy before becoming Bruce's butler.
False.
True.
Sketch it.
Harley Quinn debuted in the comics first.
No.
Joker, correct?
I know, because she appeared on the animated series first.
Very good.
Batman animated series, not Harley Quinn.
All right. What is the ring? What color is the ring of fear?
Black.
Nope, yellow.
Oh.
Who is Shazam's arch enemy?
Harley.
No, Black Adam. What city does the Green Lantern protect? No.
Oh, Metropolis.
No.
I don't know.
Coast City.
Coast City. It's Coast City, right? I know that.
Which Robin died at the hands of the Joker? Also in the white.
Dick?
Nope. It was Jason Todd.
Wait, what?
Jason Todd.
Okay. Wait. I'm confused. Okay.
Yeah, the bunch of Robins are confusing. What is Aquaman's Atlantean weapon called?
Trident.
The Trident of Poseidon.
Very That's good. What I said, because it's a trident.
All right, well, it's your turn.
The Big Fork.
The Big Fork.
The Big Fork.
Also known as the Big Fork. All right, your turn.
Oh, wait, what?
Your turn.
I tell you trivia?
Your this or that section.
Oh, okay.
don't you normally do this or that?
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot. Okay. Okay. Batman or Nightwing?
Batman.
Correct. You have 100 points. Superman or Supergirl? Your choice.
Of course. Yeah, right. I'm going to metagame and say Supergirl.
Correct. You have 1,000 points. Harley Quinn or the Joker?
Harley Quinn.
Correct. Oh, my God. You have 1,000,000. Aquaman or Mira?
Mira. It's going to be Aquaman for me.
Incorrect. I like Mira. You have 10 points. Robin, Tim Drake, or Red Hood, Johnson Todd?
Jason. I'm going to go with Robin.
You have 100 points.
Okay.
You have 101 points. Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, or Green Lantern, John Stewart?
I'm going to go with the Green Lantern.
Incorrect.
The Hal Jordan Green Lantern.
Correct.
Okay.
You have 1,101 points.
Okay.
I think. No. You have 1,011 points. Sorry, I can't do math. Okay. Constantine or Zatanna?
Still so close. Constantine or Zatanna? I'm going to go, that's tough. Constantine.
Constantine? Okay. Or Zatanna?
I'm going with Constantine.
I like Zatanna better. So I
almost thought you would, so.
You have 1 point. Okay. Wonder Woman or Power Girl?
Wonder Woman. Absolute Wonder Woman's fantastic.
Negative 10. The Flash, Barry Allen, or The Flash, Wally West?
The Flash.
Incorrect.
With the Barry Allen Flash.
Correct. Minus 9 points. Lex Luthor or Brancani?
Brancani. How about Brainiac?
Correct. Minus 85 points.
That's a tough one. I like both of them. I'm going to go Lex Luthor.
Correct. It's Brainiac.
Well, this is, you know, week.
Minus 85 points.
This is week, you know, 12 in a row where I don't finish positively.
Shut it, doesn't matter.
Section of
give me some Halloween
podcast.
Trivia.
I am out.
Give me some Halloween trivia off the top of your head.
Halloween trivia off the top of my head. All right. When I was a boy, what was the first costume I dressed up for as Halloween.
Star Wars.
I don't think it was. I don't actually know. I don't remember. But I'm trying to remember what I did dress up for this last. I don't know. Favorite Halloween candy?
Mine? Mm-hmm. It's my favorite Halloween candy. I have three. Reese's Pumpkins, Snickers, or Twix.
Okay.
The best.
The best.
The best.
I don't know. Next week, we'll do more Halloween trivia. But that's a wrap on episode 47. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yay.
Don't forget, link TCP10, 10% off.
At Amped Comics. Thanks.
Link in the bot. Link in Linktree for the Kickstarter. Notify me on launch.
Buy us a comic.
Buy us a comic. Download our, you can get our newsletter and sign up for our newsletter, and you can get a free preview copy of Chronicles of Panel P. Lots of stuff in the works. Lots of things coming on. Lots of things happening. So, lots of cool things. We got some blind bags. We did some blind bags today. We did some mail. We did our trivia. That's a wrap. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Choo-choo. Where's my hat? Choo-choo. Where's my train engineer hat? I don't know. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. Chugga, 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 chugga. Choo-choo. I love trains. Bye, guys.
Comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the stories. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.